This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you, and welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Today we are focusing on Luverne, and we're going to learn about some of the exciting things happening in Luverne. Visiting with us today, Kathy Tyson, who's the Public Relations Director. Kathy, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Good to have you with us today. And you brought with you Alderman Tom Broeker. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you for having us.
And a beautiful day in Luverne. Did you have a good Memorial Day weekend, everything?
It was a little bit hot.
A little bit. Oh, it wasn't calm and breezy in Luverne and 70 degrees.
It's always a good
palm trees waving.
3-day weekends are always good.
You know, last time we were here, which was, I think, winter, it was you know, sort of, gloomy looking, gray outside. But we were talking about how a lot of people don't realize that in Luverne you have probably more lake shoreline than any other place in Rutherford County. And on a day like this past weekend, that has to be a plus for you.
It certainly is. We have some work to do to develop that lakefront, but I believe we have somewhere around 26, 27 miles of lakefront out there. But yes, I know there was the lake was very busy and very active, and I think down the road it will even be even more. So,
what kind of things are you planning for Luverne with that lakefront property?
Sure. Well, just basically to start right now with the existing Hurricane Creek boat ramp, we've done a little bit of cleaning up out there where our residents can go out there. But down the line, there may be some things with where we can partner with the Corps of Engineers, or it could be just basically a sandy beach where they could be out there, or some more boat ramps. And I think people will be surprised with some of the ideas that we have. But again, we have other priorities in front of that. But certainly, we're looking to the future when it comes to the lake.
Well, I know one of the things that you're doing right now is some fantastic renovation of your roadway system, the infrastructure there.
Absolutely, sir. For the first time since 2005. We are paving roads. We are rebuilding infrastructure. It's a new day in Luverne. Truly are. You can really, just in a year and a half, you can really notice the difference in some of the things that we've done. Certainly hasn't been, we raised taxes, as people know. But again, we did so knowing that we were going to give people a return on what they're doing and around their taxes. And we've moved forward in many different ways.
Now, it wasn't too many years ago that Luverne was thought of mainly as an industrial community, and you didn't have a whole lot of residential area, but that has been changed. You have quite a few large subdivisions. Are you working on getting in more places for those people who live in the subdivisions to shop and eat and things of that sort?
Well, yes, sir. We just returned last Thursday morning from the International Shopping Center Conference out in Las Vegas. We're very optimistic with some of the people that we spoke with out there. In fact, we believe in the next 2 weeks we'll have some meetings back here in Luverne with some of the retailers that we met out there. I certainly don't want to say any names right now because I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, and we're far from being finished with them. But I would imagine we probably had 25 good meetings out there, and of them, probably about three of them were very, very optimistic that they, in the very near future, will be looking, considering Luverne. So.
Kathy, what is the population of Luverne now?
According to the 2010 census, we have 32,588. The build-out, I think they predict, is at 50,000. We really, with this economy, don't expect that to happen anytime in the very near future. But it really is very exciting, some of the things that Alderman Broeker had talked about. You mentioned the lake. We do have big dreams, and I know that our Parks and Rec Director, Jeff Marler, is working on that along with our city planner Kristen Costanzo, we're looking to provide more recreation for the population we do have. We, as Alderman Broeker said, we've been cleaning up the walking trail back there that very few people know about. They don't use a lot, but it's just lovely back there right off the Hurricane Creek boat ramp.
I didn't even know there was one there.
A lot of people don't know that it's there, but it's been there for
quite some time.
Old roadbed for Stones River.
Uh-huh.
Not used that often. That's one of the things that we would like to do is like put up some trail marker signs and measure out how long those trails are and make it more community friendly for people to go back there and walk.
And let's talk a little about the road renovations that you're doing, because those are really going to be beneficial once they're all finished.
We have done, of course, the city has done paving on several streets back in Lake Forest. They have repaved Laverne Lane and some of the most troublesome. We have sidewalks coming in from the, what is the grant called? The
Safe Routes to
School. Safe Routes to School. And once we get the sidewalks in on Cheney, I know Cheney Road, which is pretty bumpy, that is in line also to be repaved, but they're not going to do that till the sidewalks are in up to the high school.
Yeah, I'm just amazed. I think people don't realize how large Laverne is, and when you said 32,588 persons, that had to sort of pique the attention of those people who were looking at shopping centers.
It was what was, I think, the best thing that I think that really got their attention was, and I had teamed with Mayor Mosley out there, what she said to people: we've got the population, but now we need to feed them and we need to get them clothes. We need to find a place for them to buy clothes. And of course I'm a Laverne resident, and I said, as much as I love Smyrna and Murfreesboro and Nashville, I want to spend my money in my own town. And they were like, it's not a new concept, but one that we really hit pretty hard.
And then looks, too, that with your very strong industrial base, I mean, you not only do you have people sleeping there at night who can shop, but you have people working there all day in big numbers.
In big numbers. And we just got the Saks Fifth Avenue will be opening in July. Their distribution center, their fulfillment center, warehouse and fulfillment center.
Roughly 350, 400 jobs.
What
you said was really true. I mean, we're more than doubled in the daytime as far as our population goes. And just that corner there at I-24 and Walden Road, I want to say the daily count was something like 126,000 per day. So, there it is a frequented area, and we definitely could support the retailers once we take steps to get them in here.
That is really different from a lot of communities that are adjacent to a large metropolitan area. It's usually the opposite. Their nighttime population's bigger than the daytime, but you have a good, strong nighttime population who live there, but an even larger daytime audience who moves in and works there. So lots of opportunities to sell.
Very unique situation. It's as we had a problem driving in here to Murfreesboro this morning, it's the same thing getting in to Laverne, and it's usually the opposite. Like you said, they're driving to the bigger metropolitan areas.
Now, where would you put, I'm looking around in Laverne and I'm thinking, well, here's this huge area that's industrial, and then you have these the residential areas. Where are you going to put us on a shopping center?
Our areas are somewhat limited, but I do believe some of the areas that will be hit very soon, obviously our Walden Road project, when that's done, that's going to open a lot of opportunity there. Our Murfreesboro Road corridor, also right adjacent to what is existing right now in Smyrna, the Target Shopping Center, Kohl's right there. We have I think it's about a 10-acre site right there on Industrial Boulevard, which is going to be, and it is being looked at right now by some major companies. So we certainly don't have the land, let's say, again, the Murfreesboros or the Nashvilles do, but there are areas in Laverne. And I think what will happen is once one comes, it's just going to be kind of a domino effect. But we had to take steps to get them in here again. We had to rebuild our infrastructure, and we're still doing that. But once that happens, I think everything's going to kind of fall in line for Laverne and its residents.
Now, you mentioned a domino effect. Are you ready for that? I mean, once you say once this comes, the businesses will start coming, but I think also more homes will start coming.
Well, the one thing about Laverne is 75% developed. And certainly we don't mind more homes if they're built the correct way. We don't mind people coming in and building and living here and so on. 75% developed, 10% of it cannot be developed. So, again, we're only talking about 15%. And I think the growth is the median age for Laverne right now is 32, which is a lot of young families. And their young families are going to have children. And I think that's where the growth in Laverne is going to come. It's not to say that we can't build and we won't build, because there are areas still. However, I think the major growth in Laverne is probably behind us, in my opinion. Not detouring from the ones that still want to, though.
So. And I think we also do have a good inventory right now of homes for people who are looking to relocate there. Last August of 2010, we were named by CNN Money as the 13th most affordable place to live in the country.
Wow.
So we've got homes. We've got homes available for people to purchase right now at a very affordable price. And we've got programs also to back up these families. We've got our Parks and Rec summer camp. We're taking registrations now for that.
We're diversifying in a lot of ways. I mean, we have music in the park. We were out in front of Kroger yesterday trying to promote our Kroger Red system, and a resident came by and talked about some arts that they'd like to see in Laverne, and we're open to all these ideas. Again, Laverne grew up very quickly, 76%, over a 10-year period. It was very difficult to keep up. So just now we're getting back where we can bring these various events in for everyone in Laverne, whether it be sports, whether it be the recreational things like the lakes, and again, the cultures as far as the music and the arts. So.
Well, now, one of the things, and this has been, you know, something that people have heard about Laverne for a long time, and that's the water situation. With factories and things of that sort, people are only looking at drinking the water. But if you have people living here, they have to wash their clothes, they have to take their baths, whole lot more use of water. Is that going to be a problem in having enough available water for residents?
We have the capacity to produce between 10 and 11 million gallons a day, and I think at this point we're only producing 2 or 3 million gallons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We also, and I think this is probably what's been the biggest delay for the Waldron Road widening project, is we are also putting in 24-inch lines, replacing the much smaller lines. So those bigger lines will feed to that side of town and the industry, and that should be open. Gosh, I wouldn't even dream of trying to give an ending date. It is a TDOT project,
right,
rather than a city project, but hopefully they're accelerating now that the lines are going in, and we'll see it finished quickly. But the water, no, we've got a great group. Severn Trent is there managing our water treatment plant. They do a really good job. We'll actually have our quality reports going out with the water bill in this next month or so people can read. We've got great water.
Now, when Waldron Road is finished, the renovations, what will that look like? Is it going to be 4 lanes, 6 lanes? What size is it?
I think for the most part it's 4 lane. I believe it at various areas it'll be 5 lanes. And it'll be such a, talking about feeding into, I mean, right now, Murfreesboro Road is basically a parking lot coming into Laverne at say, 3 o'clock to maybe 7 o'clock at night. I think that will be eliminated. It will be, again, very much when the 24 here widened coming into Murfreesboro, it will definitely be a plus for our city. I think it'll be a plus for not just our residents, but also the companies that are there can get their trucks in and out a lot quicker. So again, it's going to be a very good thing. And I'm hoping, I'm hearing October, November of this year, but again, we've had our fingers crossed before. So we're hoping that's when it will be finished.
Let's jump back over to the lake, because that's such a draw for many communities.
Sure.
Do you foresee any residential areas, upscale residential areas, being developed along the lake? Or is that a different direction from what you want?
Well, I believe right now the majority of that land is core property, and the core will certainly work with the city as they have other cities around the lake, but I don't believe they're going to work with it so we can turn it into residential. It's a great idea, but they want to see some plans for the community's use. So there may be.
And that's really what Lake Forest is. That's where it had been, the forest back there by the lake. That whole residential area of 3,000 plus houses, a good half of those are within an easy 10-minute walk to the lake.
Wow.
Yeah, and it really is just a very pretty area. Easy walk to the lake. You know, maybe crossing Stones River Road might be a problem if you're a child. You don't want to do that by yourself. Mm-hmm. But
is all of the water lake water, or do you have some Stones River frontage as well?
It is the Hurricane Creek that feeds Hurricane Creek, into okay. it.
Right. Which would be similar to a little river, I guess.
Sure.
The reason I ask that, down in Texas, they have taken an area and turned it into a tourist attraction.
Like the San Antonio
River Walk. And somebody told me, I've never seen this, but they said if you're down in San Antonio, it's no bigger than a small part of the Stones River. They just mm-hmm. widened it and deepened it for tourist use.
Pavement on both sides. Yeah, it's really pretty.
So that could be
But that's
done.
Where the walking trail, the Hurricane Creek, where we've got that walking, it does walk right next to the Hurricane Creek and then feeds into Percy Priest.
Also, as I say, there's plans down the road and greenways as well that we're proposing. Not residential, sure, would love to have something like that, but not so certain that the core would work with this along those lines to get that property to sell it for residential use. But I totally agree. If we could do something like that, it would be amazing.
So in a few years, Luverne could be the attraction that is bringing people from all over Tennessee to come over and look at it, not only for locating a business in, locating industrial areas in, but recreational use as well.
We're sure working at it, and we want Luverne to be, first of all, for its existing residents, a place to where they're happy and proud to call home. And yes, we're going to continue to work very hard to achieve great things for our city.
We're focusing this morning on the city of Luverne. Can you believe 32,588 persons? Man, that place is exploding. We're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back and continue the conversation about the city of Luverne. Visiting with us this morning, Kathy Tyson, who is the Director of Public Information for the city of Luverne, and Alderman Tom Broeker. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Good Neighbor Talk covers issues you won't hear anywhere else. They're local issues, and we're locally owned, locally operated. We're WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Buy a new Ford Escape at Ford of Murfreesboro and get up to $3,500 off MSRP or 0% financing for up to 60 months. The Ford Escape won't have you shying away from the gas station. The SUV gets up to 33 miles per gallon on the highway. Need more miles per gallon? Try the Ford Focus Electric and you'll never need a drop of gas or an oil change again. See the Ford Focus Electric and the Escape at Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. If you already own a Tag Heuer watch, let our in-house professional watch technician replace your battery and pressure test it. It only takes one day, and it's at half the price of our competition, who have to send the watch off for 4 weeks.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. Have you had your jewelry professionally cleaned and checked lately? Stop in today for your free checkup.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Quality automotive repair and diagnostics with service you can trust. Nationwide guarantee. Call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. On Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning. Good deal of congestion still on I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. Traffic easing just a bit as you make your way into Midtown Nashville. We've got I-24 around the Hickory Hollow Parkway area and the 440 Junction, but just a bit of congestion still this morning at the junction there with I-40 West still very clogged up, so anticipate some slowdown there. Save now, save big. 50% off auto glass for auto glass repair, windshield replacement, window motors, regulators, and more. Trust America's auto glass specialist, Glassmasters, 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have a good chance for showers and thunderstorms developing today. We will see some sunshine, 90 for your high, with a calm wind becoming northwest around 5. I'm WGNS meteorologist Andy Thaluber. Right now, it's 75.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Overnight, Good Neighbor Talk turns to UFOs, aliens, the unknown. It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Pushing back their debts, wearing paychecks like necklaces and bracelets, talking about nothing, not thinking about death, every little heartbeat, every little breath.
Welcome back. We're focusing on the city of Luverne this morning, and let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Good.
I just had a question for the alderman.
Okay.
I've worked in Luverne for 7 years, and it's really something that kind of actually bothers me, but it would actually help, perhaps. Across from City Hall, there's a business, and the sign is actually misspelled on the marquee. And, you know, being across from City Hall, I wondered if they had noticed, and perhaps, you know, we could just look into getting it changed. It just bothers me and the guys that we go to lunch with, and we see it every day.
The city's name is misspelled?
No. Yes, I've definitely noticed it, having been an editor in a past life. M-A-R-K-T is not how you spell market.
Oh, okay.
It's M-A-R-K-E-T. I'm glad you brought that up, because it's something that just... It makes me want to get a big red pen and put a giant E above it. But you know what? Now that someone has said something about it, I don't object at all to going and saying something to them. But I kind of wonder, from the public relations point of view, and I can't speak for them, if that gets attention for their business, they may like it like that.
I was going to say, a lot of times you'll see a backwards letter or a misspelled word just to try to get people in. Now, whether that's actually the case or someone's mistake here, I don't know, but it has been noticed, and hopefully just some... Just maybe this conversation here will get them to maybe think about correcting it.
So. Maybe the listener... Yeah, have you gone in there as a customer and said something about it?
No, it's more of a maintenance place, and I don't have time on my lunch break, really, to even stop in, usually, because I only do a 30-minute lunch, but I do notice it, and I'm glad you guys have noticed, and like I said, it's a relatively new business. It's just bothered me for quite some time, and if you're talking about, you know, helping Luverne and looking into things, I just thought that would, you know, be something to bring up.
I totally agree with you. And again, we have, as you know, changed the sign ordinance just to kind of get the random signs or the yard signs that have been stuck in the middle of the road forever. We may have to, again, continue to look at the ordinances, and we'll get there, I promise you.
Well, I appreciate it. And then also on a note, you know, I'll be ecstatic as soon as the Walden Road project is finished because, it does affect traffic and the flow and everything, and I'm just looking forward to getting it done. I work off Waldron, and I've driven it, you know, daily for, I think, two and a half years now that they've been working on it. I'm really looking forward to it being done.
Us too, and hopefully maybe another 6 months or less, it'll be behind us and just then be a thing of the past. But thank you for your patience in dealing with that road.
Thanks for calling.
And I think when it's done, also, we need to have a parade.
Very definitely. Well, you know, I had not thought 2.5 years. He's been driving us, so he knows. But I've been going along past that on the interstate, and I thought, man, this thing is just dragging on forever. Why is it taking so long? I mean, it's not. How long is it from the interstate to Murfreesboro Road?
I'd say about a mile and a half.
So it's not a huge amount.
No, sir.
What's going on?
Well, again, I'm not going to sit here and point fingers, but what I will say, it's a state project. And with state projects, there's bids and there's stoppages and startages for various reasons. Trust me, we're just as impatient as our residents, as the businesses that are sitting out there. We want to get it done. We have gone with our city engineer, with our city interim city administrator, with our mayor, the alderman. We've called our state representatives. We've really got tried to put the pressure to get the company that's doing it to finish it. But again, I'm not going to point fingers here. Bottom line, it's a state project, and hopefully it'll be done here in about 6 months.
Well, and I think that some of the delays initially had been getting the right-of-ways to put in the new water lines and mm-hmm. other mm-hmm. infrastructure, laying the foundation for that initially
certainly
the right-of-way negotiations. But I think that's sure. a couple of years past.
Certainly was not just the average road to get redone. There were a lot of issues with it for the railroad right-of-ways and the utility right-of-ways and so on, as Kathy said. But should it have been done? Yes, I'd be the first one to say that.
Now, let's go back to your sign ordinance, because everybody listens about sign ordinances. Are you going to be the first city that has a spelling clause?
Well, I'll have to take that one back to the Planning Commission and talk about it.
I move that happens.
That'd be interesting. You could get some publicity that way,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no.
893-1450, if you have any questions or comments about the city of Luverne, give us a call, 893-1450. And a while back, there was a lot of news coming out of Luverne about this is the way we spell Luverne, spaces and things of that sort. Is this going to be part of the sign ordinance, the proper spelling and spacing?
We do have a Welcome to Luverne sign contest going right now, and my proposal was to have L.A. space Vern, L.A. with no space Vern. Either way, you're welcome.
That's pretty cute.
I've tried to talk the board into just taking that space out or making it either way, but they just don't listen. They've got more important issues.
Well, yeah, that's probably not on the top of
right.
the list. But at any rate, how did the city get its name? Is that a girl's name? I mean, a Luverne and Shirley, or is it a French? What's the background?
It's a Gregoire Roulac de Luverne, and there's another name or two in there. On the day this gentleman from France passed away, one of his best friends was the postmaster at the time, and the day he died, he changed the name to Luverne and officially named the city Luverne. One man, the postmaster, did that.
Boy, powerful guy.
We'd been called Mountain View before that. We'd been called Buchananville, because I think some of the first settlers were Sam and his brother, Buchanan.
His brother's name was Bubba, I believe.
it was Sam, and anyway, one of them had been killed by mm-hmm. Indians, but that had been called we'd been called Buchananville for a very long time, and Mountain View. Actually, Mountain View is what the Greg Roulac de Luverne, Gregoire, had called Luverne before it was named Luverne. He called it Mountain View in his letters.
And there's a Mountain View school just down the road
in
Davidson
Antioch.
County.
Yep. Right.
Interesting. I'd never put the two together.
We also have, if I'm not mistaken, a sister city in France, correct?
Yep.
Luverne. So,
what do you do as a sister city? I've heard these things before. I think Smyrna has a sister city. And
well, I know at one point in time that they did travel back and forth, and this was, gosh, I think 80s, early 90s, they may have gone over there. I don't know if there's a whole lot of correspondence right now between the two, but at one time, you know, it was set up that they're, you know, Luverne and Luverne, France, were sister cities.
Now, when did this name change occur?
I think it was 1835. Okay. Don't hold me to it. It could have been 1865.
Long time ago.
1800s.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So for everyone's memories who's around these days, it's always been Luverne. Mm-hmm. But that's fascinating that a postmaster had the power to do that.
To name the town.
Because I've often heard about how powerful postmaster. That used to be a very strong political job.
Right.
Of course, now the post office is holding on barely. But it used to be. That was, Art, what, do you work with the post office?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, sorry.
I do. That's okay, though. You're absolutely correct there, too.
So times change.
Sure.
I guess emails and things of that sort have changed the way we do things.
Sure. I mean, that's definitely took a bite out of the post office is the emails or electronic mail or your text messaging or so mm-hmm. on. They still have to have a hard copy, but our first class mail has dropped considerably.
You're not the postmaster, are you?
No, I don't have that kind of power. So.
I didn't want to really be stepping into it that far.
He might rename it back to Buchananville if he was.
No, Brokerville. 893-1450 is our phone number. We are focusing on the city of Luverne this morning, and it sounds like a lot of exciting things happening over there. One of the things that's happening is people are getting weeds and stuff like that, and pesky animals, just like everywhere else. And if you're tired of all the time that you spend working on your lawn and landscape just to have grubs come in and start eating it from the roots up, leaving behind dead patches in your lawns or your flowers, why don't you listen closely and get some Bonide annual grub beater? Yeah, that's the answer. Grub beater. You can get it now and have a grub-free lawn and landscape in the fall with one easy application. Bonide's annual grub beater is not just for grubs. It will control chinch bugs, bill bugs, and a long list of many other insects. Bonide's annual grub beater comes in 5,000 and 15,000 square foot bags. Grub beaters available at, well, the Co-op Farm and Home Center. The Co-op right here in town on Middle Tennessee Boulevard just off South Church. It's also available at Martin's Home and Garden. You know where that is. Well, that's a fun place to go. Martin's Home and Garden on Broad, right across from Demas Restaurant.
WGNS Murfreesboro is true blue. Blue Raiders sports on WGNS. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
Down home cooking right downtown in Murfreesboro at Jeff Sowell's Family Restaurant and Nana's Desserts on Hancock Street. Open daily from 11 to 6 and Sundays 11 to 5. Jeff's has 18 vegetables daily, 14 meats, including real hickory smoked barbecue. Plus, all-you-can-eat catfish every Tuesday. Jeff Sowell's Family Restaurant and Nana's Desserts at 467 Hancock Street,
where MTSU students and seniors get a 10% discount.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.
We're focusing this morning on the city of Luverne. Kathy Tyson's with us this morning. She's the public relations director for Luverne. And Luverne Alderman Tom Broker are with us this morning. Tell us a little about Code Red. That sounds like an interesting TV show, but I'm sure it's not.
Well, yes, sir. As people know, we kind of debated for many years on siren systems as a way to notify our residents as far as weather warning, tornado warning and such. Actually, it was on last year's budget, and we went back and we amended it and removed it. The price was just climbing, and we found a more efficient way to notify our residents, not just with weather, but other emergencies, and do it in a quicker fashion, and do it in a way that we could pinpoint certain areas. And it's this Code Red early weather, early emergency warning system.
How does that work?
Basically, if it's a weather warning, if you are within that the polygon that the National Weather Service puts out for a, whether it be a severe thunderstorm warning or a tornado warning, you will automatically get a call once you opt into the system. If it is any other sort of emergency, basically, if you're part of the white pages, you're already in there. If you opt in, if you're in there, emergency services have some numbers. And also, if you have any kind of information, it went into the Experian, which is one of the credit bureau scores. If you have any kind of information already in there, you will get a call for something along those lines. But as far as how it works for individual emergencies, if say there was a hazmat spill on the 24, we could notify just the streets that were affected by that. And if it expanded, we could go back and of course expand with it. That way, the phone, someone over in Lake Forest isn't getting a phone call and their phone ringing off the hook, and then kind of rendering the system, people just after a while stop answering their phones. But mm-hmm. it's a pretty awesome system, and we're really proud of it. We stood out over the weekend at Kroger's, and we listed about another 400 residents into the system, and again, we want this number to grow. We'd love to see all of our residents participate in this.
Now, if a person gets a code red call and they're not at home or they're out in the yard, will it go on to their answering machine?
Absolutely. Well, in fact, there's many different ways. You pick the level of service. You can ask for text messaging. Of course, if they don't answer, there is a voicemail message that is left. They also will, the system will actually record that no one did answer, and they will try another follow-up about 20 minutes later or so. So hopefully during a storm, no one's out cutting grass, but you never know. Or mm-hmm. again, what you just said, though, if you work, say, in Nashville or Murfreesboro, and you are signed up on, say, your cell phone, and there is an emergency back around your home, it notifies you. That way you can also call back to your wife, your children, so on, and again, know what's happening. So
That's so important. And one thing you mentioned about the text messages, yes, obviously it's working on cell phones, because that is another area that people are changing. A lot of young people don't have hardline phones anymore.
Right.
They use only the cell phones.
Right.
So you can, what do you call in your number and register your number with you?
Yes, so the registration process is pretty easy right now. I mean, as far as anyone listening right now, they could go onto the city's webpage, which is laverntn.gov, and there's a code red icon. Click on it, takes you right to the registration page. It takes less than 30 seconds, your name, your address, your phone number or numbers. It'll ask you the level of service you want, text messaging, weather warning, and so on. And again, it's basically a couple clicks and you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's not just your cell phones. You could put your business there down as well. Again, that's just as important, your business phone. However, put as many numbers or as few numbers as you want in there. But again, I loaded it up. I put all my children, my family, my work, everything in there, because, again, I want to be notified in case there is that emergency.
Oh, sure. And so you want them to know, too.
Yes, sir.
Now, how many people are signed up at this point? And when did you put this into effect?
Well, basically, it's about 2 weeks ago. And as of Friday, we were around 300 that had opt in,
mm-hmm.
Called in. And as of this morning, I think we heard 715.
715.
Right?
So it's doubled. Mm-hmm. Since Friday.
And here's what's happening this Friday from 9 till 3, Box 100 will be at the Laverne Senior Center registering our seniors or anyone, any Laverne resident that wants to come in. Also, myself and the Laverne Fire Department have plans to go door to door just to inform people of the service. If they're interested, great. If not, we'll move on. Again, the whole goal is to get as many residents as possible, have them be safe, basically.
So. And if you don't have internet access, you can call our dispatch office at 793-7744, and they will sign you up over the phone.
Absolutely.
Okay, so that's good. I was thinking there might be somebody who does not get on the internet, and so that's covered also. We're talking about the city of Laverne, some exciting things happening there, some entertaining things happening there. And we will be touching on those in just a moment. Stay right with us.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
One of the most exciting things we're doing right now at Toots is our website.
It's really easy to find. It's toots.com. You can view our menus, play kids' games. You can even buy our sauces. In fact, at shoptoots.com, we are shipping product all over the country. Toots, good food and fun restaurant at 301 Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, South Church Street in the Barfield area, and the old standby, 860 Northwest Broad Street, going on 27 years in business.
We have a good chance for showers and thunderstorms developing today. We will see some sunshine, 90 for your high, with a calm wind becoming northwest around 5. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Right now, it's 75.
Thank you, Mandy. 75 degrees on the Murfreesboro Square. 75 right now. Are you tired of all the time that you spend working on your lawn and landscape just to have grubs come in and start eating? Well, there is a solution, and it's Bonide's annual grub beater. Now is the time to put it out. Don't wait till later. Put out that grub beater right now and free that lawn and landscape of any of these pesky items. The annual grub beater is not just for grubs, and I know you're probably thankful for that. It gets rid of the bill bugs and chinch bugs and so many other pesky insects. Bonide's annual grub beater, it comes in 5,000 and 15,000 square foot bags. Right now, head over to Martin's Home and Garden, right there on Broad across from Demas Restaurant, and say, I need some grub beater. Martin's Home and Garden has the grub beater, and so does the Co-op Farm and Home Center. The Co-op Farm and Home Center, right there on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church.
It was happy, oh, I was sad, and it made me miss you. Oh, so bad, cause dreams last so long. Hey, that after you're gone, I know that you love me, and so you will see.
Welcome back. Today on the Action Line, we're focusing on the city of Luverne. Lots happening in the community, and Alderman Tom Broker is with us, along with the Luverne Public Relations Director, Kathy Tyson. And for the historians out there, Kathy has come up with all of the dates. We were approximate on the dates of the Luverne City Champ, but now we have the facts.
We have facts. It was Samuel and John Buchanan. It was Sam that was killed by Indians between 1783 and 1788. And then our namesake, or who we were named after, was Francois Leonard Gregoire de Roulac de Luverne, and he went by Francis Roulac when he'd passed away on August 23rd, 1852, at the age of 85, which I think back in 1852, the age of 85 was probably quite an achievement.
I'm glad you didn't use his entire name. That would be a big name.
Right.
Be a hard one to say, too. I mean, if we're having a controversy on spacing and the word Luverne, can you imagine if the whole name was up there? 893-1450 is our phone number. We're talking about the city of Luverne. If you have questions or comments, and some big things happening as far as the Parks and Recreation Department goes. A lot of family events out there. Tell us about some of those.
We do have a lot of family events. I'll probably ask Alderman Broker to speak about them because he is the chair of our Parks and Rec Advisory Committee. He's kind of at the helm for that.
Tell us about that.
Sure. Actually, right now, as Kathy said, that there are a few spots open for our summer camp for our children, again, to kind of have a place for the children to go to. But again, as far as events go, starting June 9th, we have our first music in the park, which we're going to have music for anybody's taste. Again, we're trying to diversify, bring our residents into our park, enjoy a night of music. It's June 9th, as I said, and I believe it starts around 6 o'clock. I don't know what time we'll end. We've not done it before, but again, right after that, we'll have our second annual Patriotic Picnic in the park, which is our fireworks show. It was a big success last year. I think in our first year, we had over 3,000 people in the park, so really we're proud of that. There are other events, of course, throughout the summer. Our new Parks and Rec director, Jeff Marler, has brought some great ones in. We're going to have movies in the park. We're basically, I just read this morning the DNJ that Murfreesboro is basically, their Parks and Rec system does the same thing where there'll be a movie that is picked and it will set it up on a football field and ask the community to come out with their blankets, their lawn chairs, and so on. That date has not been set at this point in time, I do not believe. We will have our Old Timers Festival, which again last year was, we moved from a one-day event to a three-day event, which again was another, we believe, a great success. I think estimates anywhere between 8 and 10,000 showed up there, so that will be going on.
That's September 14th, 15th, and 16th. And then the weekend before, on September 8th, we will have our second annual Miss Laverne pageant. We're going to have a Little Miss, Young Miss, Junior Miss, and Miss Laverne. So we'll be getting those applications out soon. And hopefully we'll have a lot of people competing this year for those titles. I think that our first round of girls will maybe be a little bit sad to give up their crowns, but it's a great tradition, I think, that we started last year. We're very excited about it.
Now, what number should people call to find out more about the pageant or Old Timers Day?
You can actually go online. You can go online, laverntn.gov. We will have information there. I actually do have a webpage set up, but it's oldtimersfestival.com. You can go there. Or you can call City Hall, 793-6295. Ask for Parks and Rec if it's related to Old Timers Festival, or you can ask for me if it's related to the pageant.
And I'll give you Parks and Rec's direct number. It's 793-3224, and of course they'll have all that information. If you're a crafter, we'd love to have you at our festival. If you're a musician, we'd love to hear from you. We know last year we probably got 50 or so applicants that wanted to be part of our various events. So,
I think people don't realize how big the Veterans Memorial Park is. I mean, that's a beautiful park. You
absolutely
have
is. And I, as I said the last time I was with you, I believe it right now to be the jewel of Laverne. Probably around 70,000 people take advantage of it monthly. Or there may have been some repetitive use, but again, that's the kind of use that we see in our actual car monitors and so on. But again, it's a great park, and we ask the residents or non-residents to come out and enjoy all our events with us.
We have about a minute left in the program, and let's sort of recap some of the things that we're talking about right now. You've just returned from the big shopping center convention in Las Vegas. Looks like some
very optimistic,
pretty promising things.
Yes, sir. Very optimistic, and again, we're going to continue to work hard. We have a long ways to go, but there are companies very interested in Laverne. And each year, it just seems like it's getting closer and closer. It's an exciting time for Laverne right now.
You think we should be waiting on pins and needles for 30 days, 60 days, 90? When will you make an announcement?
I don't dare to say a date, but we will keep working hard, and we'll bring retail to our residents.
And when can we enjoy the lake shoreline more?
Again, you can start with what we have right now, but we do have big plans. And again, here's the deal. It's a new day for Laverne. You can really distinguish between old Laverne and new Laverne, and times are changing, and this is a town that we all can be proud of. And you know, basically, it's something we're going to continue to work hard for. It's a small town, but a town we all love, and it's worth fighting for.
Not real small. 32,588.
It's right in the middle there. We all still know each other, but
everybody knows your name. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Alderman Tom Broeker visiting with us this morning, along with the Public Relations Director, Kathy Tyson. And tell Mayor Mosley, hope she feels better. She's a little under the weather.
We will share that with her. Thank you.
Sir, thank you for having us.
Stay with us. Much more to come on WGNS. Tomorrow at this time, Rutherford County Court Clerk Lisa Crowell is going to be visiting with us, telling you about what happens in her office.
I call the next time that